From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Theo, July 30th. The system's update. 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets, 7 machine learning algorithms that still matter. 7 machine learning algorithms that still matter. Discover. 7 essential machine learning algorithms that every data scientist should know before reaching for LLMs and generative AI with simple explanations and practical Python code. Introduction. The simplest solution is often the best, especially when solving a specific machine learning problem. I have seen many people use large language models, LLMs, and generative AI systems for tasks like time series forecasting, image classification, and tabular prediction. Next, second, from KD Nuggets. A beginner's guide to working with Claude Design. Claude Design is a research preview under Anthropic Labs, powered by Claude Opus's vision capability, generating interactive prototypes with working navigation, embedded video, voice input, and 3D elements. Up next, third, from AI News. How AI is changing Linux VPS security for businesses. Cybersecurity wasn't really something small and mid-sized businesses worried about too much a few years back. That's changed fast. Once your customer data, your apps, your internal tools all end up online, protecting the server behind them stops being optional. And attacks aren't getting any simpler either, which is part of the problem with sticking to old-school security methods on their own. If your business runs on a secure Linux VPS, whether that's hosting a website, a business app, or just a dev environment, pairing that server with some AI-based tooling actually makes a real difference. And then, fourth, from AI News. Zuckerberg details Meta's personal AI superintelligence strategy. Mark Zuckerberg has published a WSJ op-ed that argues superintelligence must reach individuals, not just a handful of institutions. The Meta chief published the piece as a statement of company philosophy rather than a product announcement. It contains no release dates, no benchmark figures, no named models. Next. Fifth, from MIT Technology Review. AI. A fundamental flaw leaves LLMs strikingly vulnerable to attack. It is impossible to make large language models fully secure against hacks because of a fundamental flaw in how they work, a team of researchers argue in a paper presented at the International Conference on Machine Learning, a top AI conference, this month. Up next, sixth, from the Decoder, OpenAI claims GPT-5.6, Sol beats Opus 5 on ARC-AGI-3 with its latest API and 2 additional settings. OpenAI counters Anthropic's ARC-AGI-3 record, GPT-5.6. Sol scores 38.3%, but only with its own API features instead of the official test setup, where the model landed at 7.8%. ARC Prize claims its test environment is provider-neutral, but may have used an outdated API that skewed the comparison with Opus 5. The article OpenAI claims GPT-5.6, Sol beats Opus 5 on ARC-AGI-3 with its latest API, and 2 additional settings appeared first on the Decoder. And then, seventh, from the Decoder. FCC bans new Chinese robots and power inverters to protect U.S. AI build-out from foreign threats. The FCC is blocking imports of new Chinese humanoid robots and robot dogs. But the rule's broad definition also sweeps in Roombas, robotic lawnmowers, and delivery bots. The article FCC bans new Chinese robots and power inverters to protect USAI build-out from foreign threats appeared first on the Decoder. Next, eighth, from the Decoder. Microsoft AI bets on cheap specialist models instead of chasing the frontier. Microsoft AI is betting on small specialist models instead of expensive general-purpose ones, according to AI CEO Mustafa Suleiman. MAI Cyber One Flash tops the CyberGym benchmark when embedded in an orchestrator and reportedly costs half as much as Anthropic's Mythos, but it still relies on OpenAI for hard tasks. Up next. Ninth, from the Decoder. Language models can't spark scientific revolutions, but world models might. Can language models spark a scientific revolution? In a position paper titled LLMs Can't Jump, Google DeepMind's Tom Zahavi argues they can't. They're missing the cognitive mechanism needed to create something truly new. The article, Language Models Can't Spark Scientific Revolutions, But World Models Might, appear first on The Decoder, and then, 10th, from Towards Data Science, How to Decode the Temperature Parameter in LLMs, The Physics, Energy, Probability, and Temperature. Given all these possible states, how likely is the system to occupy each one? At first, it might seem tempting to use the energies themselves as probabilities, but energies aren't probabilities. A state can have energy 5, or 3, or 127, none of which says anything about how likely it is. Probabilities obey rules that energies do not. They can never be negative, and together they must add up to exactly 1. The solution is to stop thinking about probabilities altogether. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings, stay curious. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.